FL Governor Ron DeSantis designates November 7th Victims of Communism Day, slams Biden's disinformation board. By Hannah Blow on May 10, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., blasted the Biden administration over the creation of the Disinformation Governance Board, explaining that they are attempting to stifle dissent, to try to elevate a chosen political narrative that's endorsed by the regime, a move that is contrary to a free society. DeSantis made the remarks during a press conference in Miami, Florida, where he signed a bill recognizing November 7 as Communism Victims Day to honor the more than 100 million people who have fallen victim to communist regimes across the world. "We want to make sure that every year, folks in Florida, but particularly our students, will learn about the evils of communism, the dictators that have led communist regimes and the hundreds of millions of individuals who suffered and continue to suffer under the weight," the governor said, noting that there are still people who openly promote things like socialism and communism. DeSantis later stressed the importance of recognizing what the legislation represents. "We've got to be willing to speak out when we see things that aren't consistent with our values in our own country," he said, pointing directly to recent actions of the Biden administration, namely, the creation of the Disinformation Governance Board led by radical leftist Nina Jankowicz. "Having the federal government set up a disinformation bureau in the Department of Homeland Security is wrong," he said. "What they are doing to try to stifle dissent, to try to elevate a chosen political narrative that's endorsed by the regime and to try to marginalize dissenters," the governor said, "is not what a free society is all about." DeSantis said he believes the administration will use the bureau to feed the social media platforms with what they want to be censored and not want to be censored, as leftists panic over the prospect of losing control of the narrative, particularly in light of Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter. "There is no orthodoxy that the government can impose on us. We're able to speak our mind," he said, adding that the Disinformation Bureau needs to be eliminated. "That is a big danger to free expression in this country," he warned.